कृष्ण भक्ति रस स्वरूप श्री भागवत
आधयो व्याधयश्च
ಸಮಸ್ತಂ ರಾಭವೋ ನೋಪಸರ್ಗಾಂ ನೀವ ಸದಾಂ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ ಮಮೇಖ್ಯಾಂ ತಾವತ ಸೂತಳ ಮಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮ ವಿನಿರ್ಮಿತಂ ಜದಾದಯೋ ವ್ಯಾಧಯಸ್ಸು ಕಮಸ್ತಂದ್ರಾಪರಾಭವೋ ನೋಪಸರ್ಗಾನಿವ ಸದಾಂ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ ಮಮೇಖ್ಯಾಂ ಜಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತ ಇಂದ್ರ ಪದವಿ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನ ಮಾಹಿತ ಸೂತಳಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೂತಳ ಸೂತಳ ನಾಮ ಕಲೋ ಕರಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾಸ್ತಂ ಗೋ ಲೀವ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಕ್ಯುಪೈ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಇರುಹ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮ ವಿನಿರ್ಮಿತಂ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಿಯಲಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟ್ ಬೈ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮ ವಿಶೇಷ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮಾಂದ ನಿರ್ಮಿತ ಜಾತ್ ವೆರೀನ್ ಜಂಥಾರಿ ಆಧಯ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಪರ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮಾನಸಿಕ ದುಃಖ ವ್ಯಾಧಯ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ಪರ್ಟೇನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಶಾರೀರಿಕ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಚ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಮಧ್ಯ ಕ್ರಮ ಫಟೀಗ್ ಕ್ರಾಂತಿ ಚಂದ್ರ ಬಿಸಿನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಲೇಜಿನೆಸ್ ಆಲಸ್ಯ ಪರಾಭವ ಬಿಕಾಮಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫೀಟೆಡ್ ಪರಾಭವ ಪರಾಹತ ಹೊಂದಿ ನಾಟ್ ನಾಹಿ ಉಪಸರ್ಗ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಬಾಲೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅನ್ನ ಕಿಸಿ ಉಪದ್ರವ ನೀವ ಸತಾಂ ಆರ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಲಿವ್ ದೇರ್ ಜೋ ಮಾನ ಸೇಟಾ ರಹಂತಿ ಸಮಾನಂಗಳ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪಸಿಬೋ ಸಂಭವಪರ ಹುಯೆ ಮಮ ಮೀ ಇಚ್ಛೆಯಾ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೇಷಲ್ ವಿಜಿಲೆನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ವತಂತ್ರ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ಜೋಗು ತಾವತ್ ಸುದಳ ಮಧ್ಯಾಸ್ತಾಂ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮಾ ನಿರ್ಮಿತಂ ಜಲಾಧಯೋಪ್ಯಾಧಯಸ್ಸ ಕ್ರಮಸ್ತಂದ್ರಾಪರಾಭವೋ ನೋಪಸರ್ಗ ನೀವಸತಾಂ ಸಂಭವಂತಿ ಮಮಖ್ಯಾ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಬೈ ಸಿಂಹ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ಬಳಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಅಚೀವ್ ದಿ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಡನ್ ಹಿ ಸಾವ್ ಲೀವ್ ಆನ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಸುತಳ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಬೈ ವಿಶ್ವಕರ್ಮ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೈ ಆರ್ಡರ್ because it is specially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat and all other disbalances. Bali Maharaj, you may not go, live there peacefully. Shloka Raudi Anbad Kaj. Bhagavan, Vamandev, Bali, Adesh Dukunj. Je parjanta Indrapada na paicha, ସେ ପର୍ଯ୍ୟନ୍ତ ସୁତଳରେ ଯାଇକି ରୁହ ତାହା ବିଶ୍ୱକର୍ମା ନିର୍ମିତ ମୋ ଆଦେଶରେ ବିଶ୍ୱକର୍ମା ତିଆରି କରିଛନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ତାହା ବିଶେଷ କରି ମୋ ଦ୍ୱାରା ସୁରକ୍ଷିତ ହୋଇଛି ସେଠି କୌଣସି ପ୍ରକାର ଆଦି ବ୍ୟାଧି ନାହିଁ କୌଣସି ପ୍ରକାର ଆଳସ୍ୟ ନାହିଁ କୌଣସି ଅନ୍ୟ ଉପଦ୍ରବ ନାହିଁ ବଳି ମହାରାଜ ତୁମେ ଯାଇ ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ସେଠି ଶାନ୍ତିରେ ରୁହ ଏ ହେଲା ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ଆଦେଶ ବରପଡ ଲୋକ ଉପାସ ବିଶ୍ୱକର୍ମା ଇଜ୍ ଇଞ୍ଜିନିୟର ଆର୍ ଆର୍କିଟେକ୍ଟ ଫର୍ ଦି ପଲସ୍ଟ୍ରିଆଲ ବିଲ୍ଡିଂସ୍ ଇନ୍ ଦି ହିଭିନ୍ଲି ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଦେଆର୍ ଫୋର୍ ସିନ୍ସ ୟୁ ୱାଜ୍ ଏନ୍ଗେଜ୍ ଟୁ କନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ଟ ଦି ରେସିଡେନ୍ସିଆଲ କ୍ୱାର୍ଟର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ବଳି ମହାରାଜ ଦି ବିଲ୍ଡିଂସ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ପ୍ୟାଲେସେସ୍ ଅନ୍ ଦି ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ସୁତଳ ମଷ୍ଟ ଆଟ୍ ଲିଷ୍ଟ ଇକ୍ୱାଲ୍ ଦୋଜ୍ ଅନ୍ ହିଭିନ୍ଲି ପ୍ଲାନେଟ୍ ଏ ଫର୍ଦର ଆଡ଼ଭାଣ୍ଟେଜ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦିସ୍ ପ୍ଲେସ୍ ଡିଜାଇନ୍ ಬಳಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಔಟ್ವರ್ಡ್ ಕಲಾಮಿಟಿ ಮೋರ್ ಓವರ್ ಹಿ ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಬೈ ಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಆರ್ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಮಿಸರೀಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಡಿನರಿ ಫೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟ್ ಸುತಳ ಬಳಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವುಡ್ ಲಿವ್ In the Vedic literature, we find the systems of many different planets where there are many, many palaces, hundreds and thousands of times better than those of which we have experience in this planet Earth. When we speak of palaces, this naturally includes the idea of great cities and towns. Unfortunately, when modern scientists try to explore other planets, they see nothing but rocks and sand. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions, but the students of the Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. Śrīla Gopāla Bhāṣyadehi āmara paramārādhya gurudev śrī śrīmadesī bhaktivedānta swāmī śrīla Prabhupāda says, this order of Supreme Lord Vishnu Bali Maharaj. Until Bali Maharaj achieves the position of King of Heaven, he shall live on the planet Sutara, which was made by Vishwakarma according to my order. Because it is especially protected by me, it is free from mental and bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you may go now, live there peacefully. This is order. Order of Supreme Lord, who is your only well-wishing friend. Śrūdaṁ sarva-bhūtānam. He is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He knows what is really good for you. So he says, Bali Maharaj, go! Occupy that sutala, especially made by Vishwakarma under my order for you. Well, that's good for you. Understand, Tapanisa? That's good for you. Yes. You don't know what is your good. Yes. You don't know. You are only hovering, riding a chariot concocted by your dusta mana, wicked mind. Isn't it? Yes. Riding a chariot manufactured by your stupid mind. You don't know what is real good for you. So this is order. Supreme Lord orders, who is your only well-wishing friend, śrūdaṁ sarva-bhūtānam, isn't it? He knows really what is good for you. Yes. If one slap will be given, that is good for you. Yes. Accept slap. If your head will crack, that is good for you. Yes. Accept it. You go to sutal and remain there, imprisoned, that is good for you. Yes. So he said, alive body, go there, live in this sutala. That is especially made by Vishwakarma according to my order. Especially prepared by me, it is free from mental bodily miseries, fatigue, dizziness, defeat, and all other disturbances. Bali Maharaj, you go now and live there for peacefully. Back. So accept. That is Krishna's will. What is Krishna's arrangement? That is all good. Understand, don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't hover riding on that chariot manufactured by your stupid mind. Yes, stupid mind. Pagalman, mad mind. No. Do you understand? This is, understand this. In purport, Prabhupada says, Vishwakarma is the engineer, architect for the palatial building in the heavenly planet. Therefore, since he was engaged to construct the residential quarters for Bali Maharaj, the buildings and palaces on the planet Sutala must at least equal those on the heavenly planet. Yes, that is known as Vila Surga. That's one of the heavenly planets, that's Sutala, Vila Surga. A further advantage of this place designed for Bali Maharaj was that he would not be disturbed by any outward calamity. Because Supreme Lord says, it is a special protected by me. There is no question of out of calamity. You understand? Atar Jabana. Yes. So many calamities, so many disturbances there sitting on the bank. Under my protection, no calamity. Understand? Yes. These are extraordinary features for the planet Sutara where Bali Maharaj will live. Yes. The scientists, huh? They go to moon planet. Spend so much energy, so much money, so much time. What did they get? Some rocks and sand, nothing else. Rocks and sand. They keep it in the museum. What do you find in planet Chandra Lok? Moon planet? Oh, rocks and sand are there. In the museum, go and see. Nothing is there. Chandra, nothing, nothing, nothing. No rocks and sand. That is not at all habitation, place of habitation for us. You see, prior to that, when they were just thinking of to go there and explore it, what they were saying, do you know?
We make a permanent settlement.
Permanent settlement, because that's a very good place. We cannot get such, what you say, enjoyment here, in this earth planet, insufficient, so many miseries, happiness, disturbances. Here, unhappiness here. Oh, very, you see, a poor, filled with so much happiness, immense pleasure of happiness, no deficit at all. I have heard, I have seen, many books they have written. Yes, they have written many books, for scientists. I was a teacher at that time in Angul High School, and then Angul College, once a scientist came to speak about this moon planet, how, what is that and what is available there, and why we are going to explore it, going there. Yes, I have been there. And he was explaining, he is a scientist, something saying scientific. I am not a science student, but I understood this thing you are saying. Such a place, there are human beings. Oh, very great. Much taller. As tall as, much taller than this building, he said. Much taller than this building, yes. So much taller, very sound health, you see. Because so much food stuff, so much enjoyment available, he was saying. This pumpkin, he said, one pumpkin is as big as this room, as big as this room, one pumpkin. Yes, one cucumber. Cucumber, you understand? It's as long as 1 mile, 1 mile long, cucumber. So, Allah, this is the place. The people are inspired. Oh, yes, yes, you explore, we all go there. You'll register land? Oh, yes, give money now, pass. I'll first register you. And take money. But then, when they became frustrated and brought some rocks and sand only. Are Baba, what happened to you? What is that moon planet? What do you find there? What you brought? Oh, we have brought this rocks and sand. Rocks and sand? Nothing else. No, nothing else. It's a desert. No human habitation. But they are saying like that. You see? Vedic literature say, the moon planet is far, 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 far away from earth planet. Rather, sun is nearer to us. Fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. You see? Sarva Vedanta Dharam is Srimad Bhagavatam Ishyati. It's the essence of all Veda Vedantas, Upanishadas, Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Jenamane se Jovana Sama. Tār sāstā āche janme janme prabhupanu. Doesn't accept Bhagavatam, let's say Jabat. He'll be punished by Jamarāj life after life. That's a fact. Śrīmad Bhāgavatam pramānam amalam purānam amalam. Yes? Master said, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam pramānam amalam premāpumartha mahām śrī caitanya maha pramurmatamidam tatrādhranāpara. Mahāprabhu said, spotless proof is Srimad Bhagavatam. Isn't it? Spotless proof. Doesn't that say? Srimad Bhagavatam lets us abound. must be punished by Jamaraj life to life. Yes, that's the fact. So we accept with the student of Vedic literature. You understand? Of course they may go on their frivolous excursions, but this, we, the students of Vedic literature, will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. What is this? Why are you doing so? Agar Jaban, why are you doing? For what purpose? Huh? Eating stool. Yes, for eating stool. Yes, Sukri Vishthan. Credit means the stool of a seahorse. You understand? Credit of this, credit means material credit, name, fame, adoration, prestige. Means, Acharya say, it is Sukri Vishthan. Huh? It is the stool of a seahorse. You want that. Isn't it? You are daring. For therefore, is trying to explore all these dangerous things. And quitting his body, dying. So let me say one thing here. Why we cannot accept him? Of course, they may go on. They are frivolous excursion, but the students of Vedic literature will never believe. We won't believe. We won't put it. Yes. We believe what? Oh, don't know. Yes, put on a bad 10-foot president. I forgot him. Don't know. 10-foot president. Very elevated person. Yes, yes, elevated. Be careful. We want to be, we not put faith. We put faith on what? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamo. We have full faith on the proofs of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature. Do you understand? So students of Vedic literature never believe them or give them any credit for exploring their planet. You understand? So this connection, I must say, this question of Pramana Tattva. Proofs. Tattva and proof is a Pramana Tattva. Bhagavatam says there are four types of Pramana. Central president, master, do you know? All I'm up to you. Do you know? Please excuse me, don't feel embarrassed. Yes? Then? Aitiha. Yes? Yes. Suti Pramana. Yes. These are four types of proofs. Anumana, Aitiha, Pratakya, Suti. Do you follow? This Bhagavatam says. Ten. I am saying four types of proofs, Bhagavatam says, in chief proofs. Of course, there are 10 types of proofs, Dasa Pramana. But Bhagavatam says the chief thing. So let us explain Bhagavatam. You understand? Four types of proofs. Anumana, Aitiya, Prasakya, Suti Pramana. Pramanava Madhya, Suti Pramana Pradhana. Out of these proofs, Suti Vedic proof is the chief proof. Other types of proof, Anumana, Aitiya, Prasakya, if they will be supported or corroborated by Vedic proof, then we may put faith. Otherwise, we should not put faith on avastha. We can rely on it. Therefore, Rupa says this. The students of the literature never believe them, give them any credit for exploring other planets. You explain. If you explain, you can understand. Anumana means what you say in English?
Hypothesis.
Hypothesis. Speculation. Hypothesis, speculation. You understand? This Mayavadis, Brahmavadis. they accept it. Hypothesis, speculation on man for man. When they say, in Chaitanya Charitamrita so it is there, Mahaprabhu, Harvan Bhattacharya saw Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. But he couldn't understand that he was Supreme Personality of Godhead. His brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, tried his best to convince him, but he couldn't be convinced. Yes, couldn't be convinced. Yes, sir. He said, how to say? His Supreme Lord, his students were there. You understand? His students were there. He was teaching. Even he was engrossed by his teaching sannyasis, Vedanta. Yes, the great learned scholar, Brihaspati incarnation. Incarnation Brihaspati. Such a person is not available nowadays. He's so great Pandit, he was. You follow? So his students said, Anumana Pramana. I say, hypothesis. I Anumana Pramana. So Gopinath said, no, that's not true. They have this hypothesis. They have some logic. You understand? Parvato vanniman dhumat. That logic they apply. Parvato vanniman dhumat. You look at a parvata here at a distance. What do you see? You see it's covered up with smoke. Yes. So this hypothesis is there. Where there is fire, there is smoke. Or there is smoke, there is fire. This is the hypothesis. You understand? Where there is smoke, there is fire. There is fire, there is smoke. So there must be fire. Go there. Examine. Is the fire in there? No fire? Then how it is correct? Then say, how it is correct? Do you understand my language? Therefore, it is not correct. Anuman praman nohi. Do you understand? Anuman praman nohi. That's not proof. That's not true. And different people are different. Speculation, hypothesis. So how can you come to the right conclusion? And different people have different hypothesis. You cannot come to a conclusion. Right means one, not one, more than one. It's right. When two is equal to four, that's correct, right. Not three or five or anything else. So that is not Pramana. Anumana, then aitya, pratakya aitya, historical truths. So many material historians are there, materialistic historians there, there are some history. But other set of historians, they defeat, they condemn it. No, this is not correct. Recent, what do you say? Recent? Examination, test. We have test. Exploration. Do you understand? Recently it is proved that the civilization of this place is this. 12th century. But first history they have said it's 10th century. No, it's 12th century. So this is something different. I'll be correct. So many different views are there, opinions are there. So how can you come to the conclusion, right conclusion? So we can rely. We can rely. Then aitya pramana. Then pratakya, the most important thing they say. Pratakya means direct sense perception. And take one example, the eye. Eye is the most important sense, isn't it? I am eyewitness. I am eyewitness. Can I disbelieve my eye? Can I disbelieve my eye? I am eyewitness. I have seen. What do you have seen? Oh, yes. I have seen. I was going in a fast-moving train, sitting on the compartment. I saw, looked at the trees standing by the rail. They are very swiftly running backward. And I am sitting still, I am not running. I've seen with my eyes. Can I disbelieve my eyes? So is it correct? So, this is pratyaksha pramana. Are Baba, you are a conditioned soul. You have four defects. Brahm, Pramad, Vipralisa, Karanapata. You have four defects. Karanapata means defective senses. But he is not prepared to admit Mr. Temple President is not. Please excuse. He is not prepared to accept. Is great? I don't want to know I am Temple President. I am great. I am very great. Something elevated. Person I am, what are you saying? Huh? I have seen with my own eyes. You are saying incorrect, wrong. Are he is not prepared to admit that he is a conditioned soul. I have four defects. Yes, my senses are defective, not prepared. You cannot make them conditioned. All right, very simple thing, Baba. Why are you becoming so complicated? It's simple. You see how your senses are defective? Really, you are running. The trees are standing still. But you see, are you? A dry, you say, a dry tree. Dead and dry tree, standing there. Dead and dry tree standing, no leaves, no branches, looks white. And dark night coming. Oh yes, a ghost is standing there. Oh yes, a ghost. Oh, I saw with my own eyes. Is there a ghost? Oh yes, there's a ghost. And, oh yes, see. And Baba, a dry tree. Then, how to say that what you say is correct? What you see is correct? You have some defect. So that means, I have defect. That is see, is not correct, Baba. One was perfect vision, not a conditioned soul, free from four defects. His senses are perfect. You understand? He sees things, he says. My Guru Maharaj went to the West. He said, oh, I saw many temples are there, many devotees are there. Now you see how it is correct? Many temples, many devotees chanting Hare Krishna, dancing. Yes, blessed governors are standing. Hippies are become happy now. Yes, he saw. When he arrived there, he saw. There is no temple, no devotee. But he saw, I saw. Oh, I see. Many temples are here. Many. How his vision is perfect. He came here in 1977, this place of jungle, out of the way place. It's out of the way place. Nothing was here. You understand? Out of the way place. Nobody, even this time, in broad daylight, if you get down at railway station, say, I want to go to Nuapoli, Rikshawala. No, Dandavat, I won't go. Rikshawala will never come this broad daylight noontime. Why would go? Oh, out of the way place, the cars are there, they'll slaughter you. Such a dreadful place it was. Yes. Nobody comes here. During daytime, what to speak of nighttime? Such a place. So my Guru Maharaj came here. 1977, I was staying here. That first cottage, a very humble cottage. Yes. My companions were there, this number 5 highway, national highway, truck running, and at night the truck light, that is, they are my companions. Oh, these are here. It's noisy here. My Guru Maharaj also told me, when he sent me here, oh, like, Vaishnava is not there alone. Krishna is with him. He said me that in Vrindavan. Sent me here. Why are you afraid, Lord Govind? Why are you afraid? Vaishnava is not alone. Krishna is with him. Because my Guru Maharaj is a Vaishnava, so Krishna is with him. So he says, I am not a Vaishnava. Krishna is not with me. But I have full faith in the words of my Guru. That was my asset. You follow me? That was my asset. Yes, nothing asset. No, my Guru Maharaj has said, Krishna is there. Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him. Don't be afraid. Why are you saying that, give me man, give me man? If you are sending me, I said, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, shall I go alone? No man, no money? What will do with man and money? What will do with it, man and money? Then he gave his own example. Yes, my Guru Maharaj sent me to Western world. I'm quite a complete stranger there, unknown person. No friends, nothing. No acquaintance. My Guru Maharaj sent. I had only 40 rupees with me. Yes, I had only 40 rupees with me. I went with 40 rupees, putting complete faith in the words of my Guru. The Guru Maharaj says so. And that is good for me. That's good. Yes. Quite unknown place, no place, nothing, Western world, never gone there. Yes. But my Guru Maharaj, go there. And Vamandev says, go, Bali Maharaj, go to super, stay there. Go. Yes. Huh? Go there, preach there, speak in English. Message of Krishna, message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Huh? So yes, that is my aspect. My Guru has said. And I have complete faith in the words of my Guru. So I went there with 40 rupees. And I started my business for Krishna with 40 rupees. Now Krishna has given me more than 40 crore rupees. He said in this thing, citing his own example. All right, yes, Srila Prabhupada, yes, that's a lot, what you say, I accept. Guru said, yes, you have to accept, that's good. Oh, Orissa is your acquainted place. You're not foreigner there. What do you do with men and money? Then he said, Vaishnava is not alone, Krishna is with him. He said, I don't say anything. Don't say anything in face of Guru. No? Yes. I thought, yes, sir. My Guru Maharaj is Vaishnava. Krishna is in him. I'm not a Vaishnava. I like his words, I believe. Yes. He'll put faith in the words of Guru. That's master. So I came alone. So, such a place here. You understand? So I brought him here because he told me, you'll take me to Orissa. Oh. I said, yes. He put me on my head. Go, Govindi, you take me to Orissa. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Prabhupada. I'll take you. I'll carry you. Anyhow, I was thinking, all right. My Guru Maharaj said, I have to bring him here because he was not coming here. He had developed some, what is that? Sulkiness of him. Sulkiness. Follow this sentence, President. Sulkiness. He has developed some sulkiness. He has not come in here. So, as Radha and Krishna, do you understand? Radharani had become sulky. Radharani has become sulky. They developed, Radha and Krishna developed some sulkiness. Hey, don't speak about that black person. Black person is an unreliable person. Most unreliable person, don't put faith in their words. Sita. Yes, sulkiness. Do you understand? Yes, sulkiness. So these sakis, Lalita, Visakha, Tunga Vidya, intimate sakis, they are different types of sakis are there, Manjari is there, innumerable, they are innumerable number. Do you understand? Their business is to, break that sulkiness and bring them together, Radha and Krishna together. Just unite them. So they act as mediators. Some go to Krishna and say, Krishna, Radharani will die. If you can't give her darshan, Radharani will die. She is in dying condition, O Krishna. You may go there, unconscious, fainted, lying on the ground, skinning, very skinning, giving up, drinking, eating, sleeping, always mad, very precarious condition, die, you take a piece of, some little piece of cotton, put here, before our nose. Breathing is there, just cotton will sag. Then you can understand it alive, isn't it? Breathing is there, breathing goes on. So, alive, but dying, you put, take a piece of cotton, put before our nose. It's fine. If it sag, slap me. Krishna is slapping. It's dying, it's dying. Yes. They say, some groups, some, the different groups are there. Groups of Sakhis, gopis are there. Yes. Some are Krishna side, some are Radha side, some are Chandravali side. Different groups are there. They are Juthas. They are Juthas. Do you understand? Yes. Some go to Radhan. Krishna is mad after you. He is mad. He wants to see you. Just to see you. He'll also live his life unless he sees you. He has similar condition. Yes. He is mad at all his thinking of you. No, don't speak about black man, very unreliable person. All these things. So the mediators are doing their work, and then they bring together, unite them, then they become all happy. So similar, this is sulkiness of yuan. You understand sulkiness. My Guru Maharaj was developed from sulkiness because his disciples, the Western disciples, are not treated well in Raghunath Puri. I won't go to Orissa, I won't go to Raghunath Puri. Allah. Dear devotee of Lord Jagannath will never come. Land of Jagannath, dear land of Jagannath, Orissa, Utkalakunda, this is sulkiness. Radhan said, I don't speak about black men. Your bumble big black, you are unreliable, your master is unreliable. Yeah. You are unreliable, your master is unreliable, you are also unreliable. Yes, this is sulkiness. Radhan wants to. United with Krishna, you understand? That is sulking. Similarly, my Guru Maharaj wants to come here, but he has double some sulking. He needs some mediator. So, all right, go, Govind, you take me. So he put me on my head. So I was thinking of a light I have to bring my Guru Maharaj here. What to do? It's 1977. That year he'll pass away. Unless I bring, then what work I do? How can I please my Guru? I was always thinking, day and night, thinking, what to do. Well, I tell you, somehow I build that cottage here. I have to bring him. So I went there somehow, Mahaprabhu's mercy, my Guru Maharaj. So I brought him here. It's out of the way place, nothing was here. Some bushes are here, nothing. All places you see, all field is now, so many buildings there. That is all blank, yes. So he had first vision, I say, I'm speaking of vision. What he sees. You understand? So he stayed there 17 days. 17 days. Continuously stayed in that cottage. Yeah. No arrangement, no modern amenities. Nothing was here, he said, for 17 days. I arranged government guest house, please go and stay. No, I'll stay here. Lord Govinda, I'll stay here. Cottage you have erected, Krishna has given me the land. Yes, he said. So only bring me this electric city, this dictaphone you have. I brought it. It's already brought. He stayed there 17 days. People are amazed, what? Prabhupada stayed 17 days here, yes. 17 days, he stayed, yeah. No amenities, nothing. I have made one arrangement there, that corner of that boundary is there, that corner. One Barpali latrine, go there, sit and pass through. I am a fool, I am a fool. I have no money also, no men, no money. What to do? But Prabhupada was not accustomed to it. One commode is required. We are all going out to pass through, all open field. We are accustomed to it. Prabhupada said, I can do that. But, oh Prabhupada, we will allow you to do. We are there to serve you, give you all the comfort. The best of comforts available in this house of you at least. Yes. You choose to stay here. What to do? All right, I brought a commode. You are set up there. Don't you know commode in the latrine here in our guest house? We sit there, not squatting position. Can you follow? Can you follow? So he stayed there. After the place, so he said, senior disciples, senior persons at that time managing affairs, Mr. Prabhupada, such a place. Nobody will come here. Why shall we spend money here? Why shall we build temple here? No, we should not do. We should not do. We'll do in Puri. Yes, that's it. He said, no, I'll go here. Drove them all out. Get out from here, get out. Then called me to his room. I went to God, copy. They are objecting. To build temple here, open center here, they want a Puri. But I said, no, I'll do it here. I'll do it here. This will be middle of the city, heart of the city. He said at that time, how he sees God, how perfect vision he has. You see, my point is that. This will be heart of the city. Yeah. This will be one of the best strong temples in the world. He said at that time, you stay here, God Govind, you stay here. These people can stay. They'll come and go. They have problems. But you stay here, you will do it, you will see that project is done, it will be done under your leadership. You should have your own men, train them, disciples, otherwise how can you manage? Oh, so many things whispered on my ear. I said, yes, so bad. What you say? Nothing. Yeah? There's out of the way place, jungle, nobody coming. There's nobody will come here. That's their vision. Yes, brought their lights, Rikshawala wasn't coming here. Nothing was here, why come? The kites and flowers. You understand? Slackers. They are afraid of coming at that time. Yes, no electricity, nothing was here. You understand me? That what is this and a Prabhupada is or no, this is heart of now, it has become heart of the city, you see? How it is now? All filled. So many buildings, so many. You understand? How vision? That's why vision. That is that. The conditioned soul cannot see the four defects. Brahma Pranada Bipla Sakana Patava. Defect is senses. The perfect show, you say, I see and I witness. What you see is not correct. It's defective. Vision, you see, all defective. So, Sudhi Pramana Pradhana. Pramana Eva Madhye, Sudhi Pramana Pradhana. The Vedic proof is the chief proof. Veda de Mukhyartha kahe seise pramana, lakshana karile pramanya hoy hani. That is that. What Veda says, that is correct. That is chief proof. Example, this is Vistha Asthi. Stool of an animal is impure. Yes? Full of an animal is impure. But cow dung, what is that? Simple precedent. It's pure. Though it is full of an animal, but it's pure, isn't it? The bone of an animal, dead animal, is impure. But conscience, what is that? That's the bone of a dead animal. It's placed in the temple. Art is time, all auspices. Woo! Glow comes up. Why it is? Why it is? It is pure. Veda has said. Veda vakya pavitra hoy. Veda has said. No cow dung is full of an animal, still pure. No concern is the bone of a dead animal, still pure. Veda has said. And we accept. We accept. We don't bear. We have faith in Veda. You understand? We have no faith in this little scientist, but they say. Yes. Veda for man. Another danger is there. Yes, Veda says, but then question of interpretation of Veda says. Many pundits are they have different types of interpretations. Different types of interpretations are there. Before. So Veda de Mukhyartha Koya says the Pramano. Lakshana Kala Pramanya Hoy Hani. There is another point there. What Veda say with the chief proof, that chief, not secondary thing. That is proof. You follow my language. So what is correct explanation of Vedic statement? What is correct explanation of Vedic statement? Understand? Many explanations are there, many ways one word can be explained. Many pandits are there, they explain in different ways. So Mukhyartha is question of Mukhyartha, the chief proof and the correct explanation. Therefore we have this bona fide disciplic succession, Vedic Acharya succession, Pramanic Guru Parampara. Do you understand? What they say, we accept. Otherwise many pundits are there. They give some different explanations. If that Vedic teacher never comes in the bona fide disciplic succession, we also take in his explanation, interpretation. Do you understand? That I was narrating the story of Sarvam Bhattacharya. Gopinath Acharya tried his best to convince him how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Many shastric evidences are there, proofs are there. But he and his students couldn't be convinced. Yes, couldn't be convinced. That's the Hanuman Praman. So what do you say? Shastra says. Did you see? Shastra Praman. Do you understand? Shastra. Vedic evidences. Shastra. He knows Shastra very well. Sarvam Bhattacharya is the incarnation of Brihaspati, great pandit, great learned scholar. Such a learned scholar is not available nowadays. Up till now it is not available. Yes. So great learned scholar. Then he quoted Shastra. How do you say? Shastra says Trijuvatha is he quoted Bhagavata, seventh canto. This Prahlad Maharaj says. Trijuva means Supreme Personality, Godhead, comes in three yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapar, not in Kali. So this is Kali Yuga. How to say? He is Bhagavan. He may be great devotee, Mahabhagavata, but not Bhagavan. You understand? Mahaprabhu came assuming the mood of devotee. He never says, I am Bhagavan. He says, Krishna is the Bhagavan. Sorry, Krishna is Bhagavan. Crying for Krishna, isn't it? That's what it is, that dance drama in song. Crying for Krishna. Yes. Krishna is the Lord of my heart. You dearest one. He's crying. He's Krishna himself, but he's crying for Krishna. Didn't say. He came just to see the bhakti. Have to cry for Krishna, then get Krishna. Unless you cry for Krishna, you cannot get Krishna. Krishna is only object of love. Yes. It's the Lord of the heart. It's the dearest one, the object of love, and puts in the heart. Yes. My heart is. It's Christ. Then is Krishna's son. So, therefore it says, sannāvatāro, disguised incarnation. Yes. It will say, those who are pandits, those who have sastra sakhyu, this vision, no sastra, they say, you are Narayana. He searched his ear. Listen to what are you saying? I am here jiva, a sannyasi, here jiva. Jiva cannot be Narayana. Jiva cannot be Bhagavan. Though he is Narayana, though he is Krishna. Huh? So these people cannot understand. In Nandi Mahabharata, Sri Yuga, Sastra says Sri Yuga. How he comes in Kalijuga? Look, Narayana, you are such a great pandit. You know Sastra, still you cannot understand. What do you mean by Sri Yuga? Sri Yuga means, in Kalijuga there is no Lilavata. But Yugavatar is there. Yugavatar is there. Huh? Sri Yuga doesn't mean Krishna never, Supreme Lord never comes in Kalijuga. No. Yugavatar is there. So, when original person comes, all avatars are there. He is the source of all avatars. Avatara yasankhya hare sattva nidhe vidhata sa vidhata nikulya sarasasya sastra saha. First kind of sure law. Thousands, thousands, innumerable avatars come out from him. You understand? Asankhya, innumerable. He is the source of all avatars, his avatari. Supreme Lord, Parameswar, Krishna, Hari. You understand? So, he is Gaura Hari. But that person cannot. You cannot make them come here. Such person. You cannot. You understand? He explained in that way. Sri Yuga means, in Kali Yuga there is no Lila avatar, but Yuga avatar is there. And Anumana Parama Mohi. That is not true for Anumana. You understand? Ishvara kripale sanyasidare seise ishvara tattva janivare pare. Athapi te deva padam vadadaya prasada lesa anugrahita evai janapi tattvam bhagavana mahimna na tasya tathanye tirambi chinna. That verse he quoted from 10th canto. Gopinath Acharya. Huh? One has gotten some mercy of the lotus feet of Krishna, only he can understand. Without that kripa, nobody can. Then he got angry. Oh! Gopinath Acharya, shut your mouth. Only you have gotten kripa, I have not gotten. Huh? Has become temple president, this is only he has gotten kripa. Nobody else has gotten kripa. Huh? It's so busy. All light. I am sowing seed on a barren land. Usara bhumi te bija vapana. At last, Gopinath Acharya said like that. I am sowing seed in a barren land. It will never fructify. Land is not fertile at all. Huh? If you put seed in a fertile land, it will fructify. Sowing seed in a barren land, I will fructify. No. Begin this gospel, all light. Sahar jabe, krupa hobe. Tumi se tattva kahiye. When you get his mercy, pointing out Mahaprabhu, then you can. But Mahaprabhu, they got much of it. So this is that. This. But if you make one jugglery and put for the secondary things instead of mukhya seed, then that cannot be pramana. You understand? Another example I'll give this from Ramanuja Acharyas. Ramanuja Acharya is a Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. You understand? Four Sampradaya, bona fide, Kali Yuga, Sri, Brahma, Rudra, Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Brahma Sampradaya Acharya, Madhva Acharya, Sankara Sampradaya Acharya, Nimbarka Acharya, Rudra Sampradaya Acharya, Vishnu Swami. Four Vaishnava Acharyas, they are spoken about Bhakti Tattva. You understand? Ramanuja Acharya, he is Ram's younger brother, Ram Anuja, is Lakshmana, previous one, name was Lakshmana. He is Lakshmana. Do you understand? Rama and Lakshmana, Ram's younger brother. He had come to establish Shuddha Siddhanta as Acharya in this sense. Acharya, this sense. Do you understand? Yes. You follow me? So Ramananda Acharya, when he was a boy, he was studying under the guidance of taking lessons from Jadavacharya. Jadavacharya, the Acharya in Shankar life, Shankaracharya's life, Mayavadi. Do you understand? Mayavadis are great learned scholars, they know Shastra. But they create words of meaning. They create words of meaning. They interpret in a different way, not correct interpretation. That's fact. One word has many, many meanings, interpretations. But what is correct? Only a Pramanika Acharya, bona fide Vedic Acharya can say. What he said, we accept. We cannot accept many meanings, many interpretations. That happened. So, in the morning, once in the morning, Ramananda Acharya's Lakshmana, his name was Lakshmana. Lakshmana was messaging oil on the body of the Acharya, Jadava Acharya. Disciples such to go. That is Bapu Shera, then Sam, in Parichabhya Rupasira. So once you are doing that thing, one of the disciples came and quoted this verse from Chandogya Upanishad, Tasya Dadha Kapyasam Pundarikam Eva Makshin. He quoted this verse from Chandogya Upanishad and prayed to the Acharya, Dada, please explain what is the meaning of this Kapyasam. Then Sam asked, what is the meaning of Kapyasam here? Tatha, tasya tatha, kapyasam, pundarikam eva makhi. This is one of the portions of that mantra, Chandogya Upanishad. He requested, please explain this word, kapyasam. So Jadavacharya says, my previous acharya, Shankaracharya, has explained in this way. What Shankaracharya's explanation he gave. What is that? Kapyasam means copy plus ask kapyasam. Copy means monkey, ask means buttock. Do you understand? Seat of the monkey, buttock of the monkey. Kapyasa means buttock of the monkey. So, Kapyasam Pundarikam Eva Makshini, the eyes of that Supreme Lord, Vishnu, are as ready as the buttock of the monkey. Do you understand? He explained in that way. Understand? Understand? Yes, sir. So, when Lakshmana, means Ramananda Acharya, heard this thing, he got so much pain in his heart. Oh, he's explaining in such a way. The eyes of the Supreme Lord are as ready as the buttock of the monkey. Oh, it's very painful for him to hear all these things. So he said, tears. Someone drops of tears fell on the body. Jadavacharya, what is that? Then Buddha said, Lakshmana is crying. Hey, why are you crying? Yes, why are you crying? Lakshmana said, you explain this kapyasa as the buttock of the monkey. This is great offensive. It's offensive response to give such advances. Offensive. The eyes of the Supreme Lord looks as ready as the buttock of the monkey. Then he got angry. You rascal! What are you saying? You are finding fault in the presence of Sripad Shankaracharya! Do you know better than this? He got angry. Yes. Please explain if you know better. Yes, sir. Then he explained, because he is the real Acharya. Then said, he has come down here to establish the Siddhanta. Then he explained, Kapyasam, Tam Jalam Pilati Iti Kapihi. First he explained the word Kapi. Tam Kapi, Kapi. This is Sanskrit. Tam, Pi means Pivati, Iti Kapihi. Ka means water, Pivati means drink. You understand? Takes away. Is coffee. One who takes away water is coffee, that is Surya, sun. Sun takes away water in form of vapor. You understand? But one of the meanings of kapi is surya. One of the meanings of kapi is also monkey. But that meaning is not applicable here. If surya is applicable here, you understand? So he said, then it's kapi. Then asa, kapi asa kapyas, as, as dhatu, vikasana is blasphemy. You understand? So kapyasa means the lotus blossomed by sun. That is kapyasa. Kapyasa doesn't mean the buttock of the monkey. It's correct meaning, correct interpretation. You understand? Yes, correct explanation. So the eyes of that Supreme Lord Vishnu are as red as the lotus blossom by sun. This stuff. You see? This danger is there. You may quote Veda. Yes, Vedic proof is real proof, Utsa Pramana, chief proof, but this danger is there. This danger is there. If you cannot give correct explanation, if you create words of life, this is creation of words of life. You understand? The second one, instead of stating moksha or chief, you state the second one, then this is not Pramana. That danger is there. Therefore, we have this discipline system. So, this. Another point. So we don't put faith, therefore, in this material scientist. Of course, they may go on their frivolous excursions, but the students of Vedic literature will never believe them or give them any credit for exploring other planets. We never do. Materialists give credit. We know. Why? We never put faith. Why? Because the conditions are forbidden. Brahma, Vipulsa, Kanapado, they say this is correct at all. Not corroborated by Vedic proof, we'll never accept it, we'll never put faith on it. Therefore, we don't put faith. And why are they doing such things? Why they are going on this frivolous explorations? Why they are risking their life? Why they are doing? Why they are doing? For pratistha. For name, fame, prestige, adoration, they are doing. Yes, nothing else. You understand? So, who is Vaishnav? You understand? Who is a real Vaishnav? Vaishnav never runs after this. Vaishnav never runs after this name, fame, prestige and adoration. If becoming a Vaishnav is someone runs after this, then he is accepting Sukariva Vistha, the stroll of a seahawk. Vaishnavi Pratistha Sukariva Vistha. That says, we are singing this thing. Kanaka Kamini Pratistha Bhagini Sariya Chedari Sehi To Vaishnava Sehi Anasakta Sehi Suddha Bhakta Sansara Tathai Paya Parabhava. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Thakur says that Siddhanta Saraswati says. So there was. Kanaka Kamini Pratistha Bhagini Sariya Chedari Sehi To Vaishnava Sehi Anasakta Sehi Suddha Bhakta Sansara Tathai Paya. One has given up Kanaka Kamini Pratistha. Follow my language? Hello? One has given up Kanaka Kamini Pratistha. Kanaka means gold, Kamini means woman. And Pratistha is name, fame, prestige, adoration. You understand? One has given up all these things. He is Vaishnava. Sei Anasakta, he is most detached. Sei Suddhabhakta, he is pure devotee. Means sansar tathai paya parabhava. Sansar, material world, material energy is defeated by him. He is not captured by, he is not allured by material energy of the world. Do you understand? He says, kittane jahara patishtha sandhara, jahara sampati kevala kaitava. But those only for patishtha, name, fame, prestige, adoration, do this kirtan, do you understand? Naam kirtan, katha kirtan, kaitava. Tahara sampati, they are cheaters, kaitava. Yes. Kirtan is ahara pratishtha sambhara, tahara sampati keval kaitava. Yes. Mr. President Divisi is a kaitava, a cheater. Excuse me. Do you understand? Mahadhar says, don't blame me. Blame Bhakti Vinod or blame Bhakti Siddhanta. You will study me. You may do it. Do you understand me? Vaishnavi Pratistha, Sugarira Vistha. Let's say Sugarira Vistha. Yes, is the tool of a seahawk. Why are you running at me, Mr. President? Why are you running at me? Sugarira Vistha. You understand? Yes, you see. One may give up karma and come in. Understand my language? Give up, one may give up karma and come in. Gold and women. But it's very difficult to give up this karma. Yes. Very give up. Very, very difficult to give up this. Yes. It's president. Yes, you see. He is a senior disciple of Prabhupada. Don't you know him? Yeah, you are saying this thing to him. He'll feel embarrassed. Yes, you'll feel offended. Such a great personality. You rascal, don't you know this thing? Understand my language? Oh, yes. And may give up karma and kamini, gold and women. But very difficult to give up this pratistha. Very difficult, yes. Give up this pratistha. Yes. Have you given up? No, not given up. Not given up, yes. Therefore, in Shastra, it has been said, And Sanatana Goswami has quoted it in Harivat Bhaktivyas. Sarvatyage apyaheyaya salanartha bhuvastate kurju pratistha visthaya jatna maspasani varanu. Sanatana Goswami says, giving up everything, kanaka, kamini, home, heart, material, asset, everything, giving up everything, what cannot be given up. It is very difficult to give up. Is that pratistha? It is pratistha. Do you understand? And Acharya says, the real Vaishnava, he says, take care of this thing, be careful. Be cautious, let this Sugarira Vistha, this tool of seahawk, may not touch you. Let it not touch you. You shall be careful. Yes, let it not touch you. That is right. Yes, therefore this Mahajana has compared this Pratistha, Sugarira Vistha, as the tool of the seahawk. And this tool is, that is the unwanted thing, isn't it? Do you want? You want? He wants. Stool is unwanted, he wants. He wants. Yes. It's a tidy, tidy wants. He wants, he wants. Stool is unnecessary thing, unwanted thing, nasty thing. But some are there, they want it. Yes, they want. It is needed for the dogs and horse. Yes. Isn't it? Dogs and horse. They want stool. Though it is most abominable, unnecessary, not wanted, unwanted thing, still it is wanted by dogs and horse. Isn't it? Oh, yes. Yes. So this pratistha is like that. You'll find they have given up home, heart, woman, gold, material asset, wealth, everything given up. Yes. But they have become great, as you say, renunciate. Great renunciate, yes. You see, they have no cottage even. They stay under a tree imitating Goswamis. Yes. Imitating Goswamis stay under tree. They have not built cottage. They go out and beg some madhukari and live their life. Such life they lead. Do you understand? Such life they lead. And also, they externally or apparently is kinsana or kinsana. Isn't it my words? Understand? Externally, apparently they Think of the misdeeds of our kingdom. They never, even they never touch any metal. No, metal. You see? That's first, like Sanatana Goswami say, that such stone toss these feet. Oh, very bad day. It's very bad day. Yes. Such person, just imitate him. They never accept disciples also. Yes. Now we are virakti, virakti. Disciple means all problem. Yes. Bhajanananda. They never accept disciples also. Such persons. Yes. They have given up all these things. Great renunciate. But they have not given up this pride of becoming a great renunciate. Understand? They have not given up that pride of becoming a great renunciate. I have given up this, 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 I have given up this. I don't thought even metal, I don't accept disciples. Such a great renunciate. So, they have not even given up that pride. You understand? So we say, bhogatyaga. Unless you do bhogatyaga and tyaga, you cannot become a real sannyasi, a real Vaishnava. Understand, Mr. That's now different thing. Do bhogatyaga and tyaga, you cannot become a real Vaishnava. Understand my language? You may give up material enjoyment, bhogatyaga, bhukti, and tyaga, give up this pride of becoming a great renunciate. This is tyaga. Then you are real Vaishnava. Such persons are there. You understand? Even they have not given up this pratishtha. You see, from beginning from a boy, even from a boy to an old man, great pandits, great learned scholars, they are all running after this pratishtha, isn't it? All right. These students of the university, they are day and night learning, so laborious, hard labor doing, will acquire a position, get best 10, one of the best 10 persons. Yes, this pratishtha. Yes, laboring so hard. Do you understand? And this material computations, that swimming computation of English Channel or Atlantic Ocean, computation is there. Oh yes, many come out alive, will swim, then will get this credit. Yes, just swim, you understand? Many are drowning in the middle stream, mid-ocean, still, because, but this pratishtha, yes, risking their life. If it may not come in this lifetime, it will come. Post-tamasa award is there, Baba, post-tamasa award. After that, yes, it comes. It comes also. Yes. My name will be written in this tree. Yes, such a great explorer was there. Adventurous person was there. He died, but he did it. Yes. This is such a lure, isn't it? The risking the life and even dying, they do it. Yes. The mountaineering, you understand, the highest peak, Everest peak, Himalayan, they go there. They die there. They die in the middle of the frozen snow, frozen snow. Still a great explorer. Yes, just think. You'll find all these things. And in this path of this paramarthika, in the spiritual path also, you find, I say, give examples, because of this pratishtha. And unless one gives up this pratishtha, he cannot become a Vaishnava. Kanaka kamini pratishtha bhagini sariya sejare seisva Vaishnava. He is Vaishnava. Giving up kanaka kamini and pratishtha. You understand? Otherwise, you may give up kanaka and kamini, but very difficult to give up this pratishtha. All that one. Therefore, this thing comes up. This thing comes up. Yes. He said, great elevated devotee, occupying great position, He's a temple president, he's GBC, good manager. Oh, yes, you'll feel embarrassed. Yes, feel embarrassed. Don't say so. Yeah. Jad Pratistha, this is all material, and this is the mother of, or birthplace of, Masaya. Understand, Mr. President? This is the birthplace of Masaya. What is that? Enviousness. This is the birthplace of enviousness. This is Jad Pratistha. Understand me? Yes, try to understand me. Don't misunderstand me. Misunderstanding is very, very bad. It will create poisonous effect. Have a clear understanding, clear understanding. This is the birthplace of this Masrata, enviousness, jealous, jalpatistha. If you see somebody is going up, pull down his leg, pull down his leg, pull down his leg. Yes, very difficult to tell. That is painful in the heart, isn't it? Yes. Pull down his leg, pull down, pull him down, pull him down. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, first, second verse, dharma pujjita gaitava to parama nirmatranam sadam vidyam. What he says? Who can understand this? Bhagavata dharma tattva bapa. Who can understand? Parama nirmasana sadam vidyam. That sadam, that devotee, that Vaishnava who is parama nirmasana. What do you say in English? Is non-envious. Parama, another adjective is that. Supremely non-envious. Yes, you are not giving correct translation. Yes, param nimasram sotam vidyam, dharma prujjita kaitavatro, param nimasram sotam vidyam. Only he can understand Srimad Bhagavata, Bhagavata dharma tattva. How can he understand? Supreme and envious Vaishnava, only he can understand. Because this Jad Pratistha, material, running after this name, fame, adoration, prestige, adoration, this is the birthplace of enviousness, Masrata. Yes. You see, if you have this thing, you cannot tell that somebody else is going up, making advancement. It's very painful. Yes, pull him down, pull him down. Yes, pull him down. Yes. Give him a bad name and kill him. That wolf and lamb story, wolf and lamb story, nothing else. Yes, this is material world. Very dangerous platform. Not a good way. Not at all a fit place for any gentleman to stay. Look, this is Dhanta Sanskrita Sankar Maharaj said. Such nasty place, this material world. Not at all a fit place for any gentleman to stay. Yes, such thing is going on. Yes. Wolf and lamb story. Yes. It's going on. Yes. Yes. You understand? Such nasty place, you see? If somebody says, oh, he's doing this thing, it's going up, it's making advancement. Oh, very painful. Oh, it's very painful. Yes. Very hard to hear. It's not palatable at all. Not pleasing at all. Very hard to hear. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. What is to speak of material field? In spiritual field it is there. Yes, paramatya vasva. It's going on. So dangerous. So how can you understand unless you become real nirmasara, supremely non-envious? You cannot understand this Bhagavad Dharma Tattva. You should understand, see? So this is what you can understand. In Manasikhya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has said about this thing. You understand? Manasikhya is written. Raghunath Das. प्रतिष्ठा साधुष्टा सो वररमणी सो पचरमणी मे हृदी नते कथम साधु प्रेम स्पृशति सुसुरे तन्ननु मनः सदा तं सेवस्व प्रभुदयित सामं तमतुलं यथा तं निष्कास्य त्वरितमीय तं वेशयति. This is Manasikhya. Raghunath Das Goswami says. Very important thing. And Bhaktivinoda Thakura has written it in a poem form. কপটতা হইলে দূর প্রবেশে প্রেমের পুর জীবের হৃদয় ধন্য করে অদে বহু যত্নে আনিবার প্রেমর অত্নে তাপটে রাখ অতি দূরে শুন মন নিগুঢ় বচন প্রতিষ্ঠা সাধুষ্ঠা ধম চান্নারিণী হুলে মম যতকাল করিবে নর্তন কাপট্য তদুপতি না ছাড়িবে মমতি সোপতনী যাই হয় দূর তদর্থে যতন করি প্রভু পেষ্ঠ পদ ধরি সেবা কর তুমি হো প্রচুর তেহ প্রভু সেনাপতি বিক্রম করিয়া অতি সোপতনী সঙ্গ ছাড়াইয়া রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ধনে দিবে কেবে অগিঞ্চনে বলে ভক্তি বিনোদ কান্দিয়া ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ক্রাইং অ্যান্ড সেইং দিস থিং হ্যাঁ কপটটা হইলে দূর প্রবেশ প্রেমের পুর জীবন হলে জানে ওয়েন ইউ ক্যান গিভ আপ ডুপ্লিসিটি সো উই অলওয়েজ সে সিম্পলিসিটি ইজ বৈষ্ণবিজম ইট ইজ বেটার টু রিমেইন ইন দি স্পেসিস অফ বার্ড বিস অ্যান্ড ট্রিস ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড রেপ্টাইলস ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট ইজ বেটার টু রিমেইন ইন দি স্পেসিস বার্ড বিস রেপ্টাইলস ট্রিস But getting this rarely achieved human birth, if you keep this duplicity in your heart, what is that? You understand? Don't do it. Mahajana said, don't do it. Better to remain in those spaces, low spaces, bars, this, that, part, streets. But don't allow, becoming a human being, don't allow this kapatya, kapatya to occupy your heart. বিরাট কপটটা হইলে দূর প্রবেশ প্রেমের পুরো জীবন হুড়ে ধন্য করে কাপট্য ডুপ্লিসিটি উইল বি কমপ্লিটলি রাডিকেটেড ফ্রম ইউর হার্ট ইউর হার্ট ইজ কমপ্লিটলি ফ্রি ফ্রম ডুপ্লিসিটি দেন পিউরিফাইড হার্ট দেন দ্যার ইজ ডেভেলপমেন্ট অফ লাভ প্রেম অদার নো কোশ্চেন অফ লাভ এট অল ইট ক্যান নট বি ডেভেলপড অতএব বহু যত্নে আনিবার প্রেম রত্নে কাপটে রাখো অতি দূরে বি ভেরি Very, very cautious. Take great care to drive out this kapatya, this duplicity, if you are serious enough to get that prema which is an infallible gem. Prema ratna. Understand my language? Understand that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, then they say, Raghunath Das Goswami says, then mind is stupid mind, the same to mana. Suna mana nigudha vachana. Oh, stupid mind, rascal mind, I am telling you most confidential thing. Nigudha vachana. What is that? Pratishthasa dhrushta dhama channari ne hude mama. Jatakal karibe nartana. Kapatya tadupapati nasarige mamati. So patani jahe hai dhara. This pratishthasa. Then stand running after this name, fame, prestige, pratishtha. This is Channarini, this is wife of a Channar, dog eater, that Pratishtha. You understand? As long as that Channarini, that wife of this dog eater Pratishtha will be dancing in my heart, occupying my heart, her paramour is tapasya, duplicity. Or paramour is duplicity. He will never leave you, Mr. Dandavat. Understand my language? Never leave you. The paramour of Pratishtha Sandarini is kapatya, is duplicity. You understand? Tadarthe gatana kari prabhu peshtha. পদ ধরি সেবা কর তুমি হো প্রচুর ইফ আর রিয়েলি ভেরি ইগার অ্যান্ড সিরিয়াস হাউ টু গিভ ইট আপ কমপ্লিট ড্রাইভ হার অ্যান্ড হিম আউট হার অ্যান্ড হিম আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড প্রতিষ্ঠা অ্যান্ড হার পারামোর তাপস্য ইফ ইউ আর ভেরি সিরিয়াস টু ড্রাইভ দেম আউট হোয়াট টু ডু প্রভু প্রেষ্ঠ পদ ধরি সেবা কর তুমি হো প্রচুর ডিয়ার বৈষ্ণব ইজ ভেরি ডিয়ার টু সুপ্রিম লা গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ ভেরি ডিয়ার টু গুরু অ্যান্ড গৌরাঙ্গ grasping his teeth, just help him, serve him, render loving service to him, immense, great deal of service, just go and serve him. He has strength, you understand? He has vikrama, vikrama kariyati sopadini sangataraya, radha krishna premadhani dibe, kave akinchane bale bhagati vinata. Kandya Bhakti Vinod Thakur crying and say, friend, like dear Vaishnava, who is very dear to Guru and Gauranga, sir, his mercy on me. I am engaged in his service, only to, in his service, loving service to his lotus feet, just to give him pleasure, nothing else, nothing, aspiring anything for me. And he is very powerful, Vikram, wonderfully powerful. So, and bestow his mercy, then this Sopasani, this wife of the Dhamitar Channa, Pratistha, and her paramar Khapatya will leave me. Otherwise they won't leave me. Understand? Then they'll leave me, then my heart will be purified. So, that dear Vaishnava, dearest, very dear to Guru and Gauranga, that Vaishnava will give me Krishna, Radha Krishna Prema. I will get Radha Krishna Prema, otherwise I cannot get it. I am far, far, far away from it. Therefore, these people are running after this, this frivolous, perilous, perilous excursions. Adventure, risking their life. So we, the students of the universe, never believe them or give them any credit for exploring.